How many believe? How many believe, truly believe? How many know we're on a journey? Amen? We're all on a journey, amen? How many ever feel like giving up? How many ever feel like you can't go any further, amen? You ever feel that way? We're on a journey together, amen? You're on a journey, I'm on a journey. Now let's stand up and pray together this morning. Thank you, Lord. Pray together with us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever and ever. That is our promise from our Father in heaven. Give him praise, church. I noticed that the Pope had spoke out also. I just wanted just a little bit. He's talking about lead us not into temptation. God never leads us into temptation. Amen? Lead us not. God will not do that. And they want to tell, they explain that. He doesn't lead us anywhere but to good. Amen? He takes us from the temptations. If we put our eye on him, all of a sudden the temptation doesn't look good anymore. Amen? So understand they're not trying to change the Lord's Prayer. Just sort of explain the translation that he's not leading us anywhere. Hallelujah. Coming. Remember I told you last week that Advent simply means the coming, and this is the 4 weeks where we wait for the coming and then the arrival, the nativity. The word nativity simply means birth, amen? When you know what the words mean, sometimes they make more sense to you, amen? But that's what we're celebrating. So let's do the responsive reading. Isaiah 9. Nevertheless, the gloom will not be upon her who is distressed. And when at first he lightly esteemed the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterwards more heavily oppressed her by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan and Galilee of the Gentiles. You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil. For every warrior's sandal from the noisy battle, the garments rolled in blood will be used for burning and fuel of fire. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Hallelujah. In the book of Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, who prophesied Jesus coming to birth with Mary and Joseph, this is the prophets from God. These words are true. I believe. Can anybody say you believe? I simply believe. I choose to believe.
The reading is from Luke 2, 10 through 14, and it immediately follows the appearance of the angel of God to the shepherds. And he said, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." Today we relight the candle of expectation and hope, recalling God's promise. The candle of preparation, remembering the voice crying in the wilderness, urging the people to prepare the way of the coming Lord. And the candle of proclamation, reminding us of the joy found in him. Now we light the candle of revelation and peace. We celebrate the announcement of the coming King and the greatness of God's love revealed through the Christ child.
Each and every week, my prayer is to move your faith. Listen, to move your faith from here to here. From here to here. If I can get your faith to go from here to hear, I've accomplished miracles in your life, and God will do the rest. If I can get you just to feel God in here, to know that He is real each and every minute, whatever you're going through, if I can get you to stop believing here and start believing here, you will hunger for more. The goodness, God is all about goodness and all about sharing. I know we all have trials and tribulations. I know that because we're all human, amen? And we all travel through this journey together. With trials with our children, with our families, with our parents, with all people, amen? That's what we travel through. But with God, all things are possible, amen? How many things? And the more you believe it here, the stronger your strength becomes. Even when you face what other people would call impossible, somehow He got you through. We have people in this church who have faced impossible this year, amen? Have gone through a year of impossible, but they're still sitting here through that. If you asked them a year ago, they said, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. But God gets you through the impossible, amen? So if God gets you through the impossible, hallelujah, that's right. Then He has something greater for you in the future if you will allow Him. He has a way of healing the things in your families, in your friends. He has a way of bringing you to higher ground, amen? Higher ground where you're stronger and the people around you will have to look up and say, how did you get there? And then you tell them, God brought me there, amen? Hallelujah. I got a testimony. I was at a Dunkin' Donuts this week. And this poor kid was really struggling. There was just two of them there. And he was trying to make the bagels and make the drinks and make the... And I was watching him. And I would think a young man at his age would have been so flustered. But he just kept working, kept doing it, and finally gave me my bagels. And I was so taken back that I handed him a $5 bill. I know it's not much. I get it. But I said, I just want you to have this. Because you're just wonderful that you had that kind of patience to deal with everybody and be so calm about it. And he said, thank you. And you know, the Bible says when you give, what happens? I went to a store right after that. I went to a store to buy something for Greg. I got a fatigue mat to stand on. It's a 20 by 30 mat I've been looking for to stand on. So when I'm playing on hard ground and on stone that I have, and the man said it's $41.99. And I said, okay. And he said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give it to you for $31.99. I just said, it's amazing. It's amazing. I mean, it was just like 20 minutes later, and he looked at me, and I said, you just blessed me because of, and he was a believer, but we started talking about God, amen? We started talking about God, and all of a sudden, the whole spirit of our conversation was beautiful. People were happy. Everybody around people, when you're talking about God, become happier, amen? When you start talking about God instead of politics, everybody's at peace. Everybody wants to hear good news. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Where am I going with this? I just love God so much. Now I'm going to go right to your heart today. I'm warning you. I gave you the warning. Amen. How many believe with me we're on a journey? Amen. And we have ups and downs. Sometimes you want to give up. Can everybody hear okay? Everybody comfortable? You make sure your shoes are off. Everything's good. Everybody feel happy? Now I want you to stay as long. Everybody good? Stay with me now. Cold blew the winds along the canyon, moaning in the cedars, whining softly where the sagebrush grew. Their fire was small and they huddled close. The firelight played shadow games on the walls. The walls their grandfather's father built when he moved from the pit house atop the mesa to the great arc of the shallow cave. We must go, the boy said. There is no more wood for burning, and the strength is gone from the earth. Our crops are thin, and when the snow has gone, the wild ones will come again, and they will kill us. It is so, his mother agreed. One by one, the others fled, and we are not enough to keep open the ditches that water our fields, nor to defend against the wild ones. Where will we go? Small sister asked. They avoided looking at each other, their eyes hollow with fear, for they knew not where to go. Drought lay heavy upon the land, and from north, south, east, and west, others had come seeking, no place seeming better than another. Was it not better to die here, where they had lived? Hallelujah. Praise God. Okay. All right. That's okay. Everybody, don't lose me now. Come on. Let me go back now. Drought lay heavy upon the land, and from north, south, east, and west, others had come seeking, no place seeming better than another. Was it not better to die here where they had lived? The boy was gaunt from each day he hunted farther afield, and each day found less to hunt. Small sister and his mother gathered brush and looted timbers from abandoned dwellings to keep their fires alight. The old one stirred and mumbled. In my sleep, I saw them, he muttered. Strange men sitting upon strange beasts. How old he was, they did not know. He had come out of the desert, and they cared for him. None knew what manner of man he was, but it was said he talked to gods, and they with him. Strange men, he said, with robes that glisten. How many men, the boy asked, without curiosity, but because he knew that to live, an old man must be listened to and questioned sometimes. Three, the old man said, no more. Firelight flickered in the parchment of his ancient face. Sitting upon beasts, he repeated. Sitting upon? What manner of beast? And why sit upon them? The boy went to a corner for an old timber. 100 years ago it had been a tree, then part of a roof. Now it was fuel. They must leave or die, and it was better to die while it was better doing than sitting. While there was no corn left in the storage place, even the rats were gone. When the light comes, the boy said, we will go. What of the old man? What of the old one? His limbs are weak. So are we all, the boy said. Let him walk as far as he may. On the third day, the water was gone, but the boy knew of a seep. At the foot of the rocks, he dug into the sand. When the sand grew damp, they held it against their brows, liking its coolness. Water seeped into the hollow, and one by one they drank. They ate of the corn they carried, but some they must not eat. It would be seed for planting in the new place if they found it. During the night, the snow fell. They filled a water sack made of skin and started on. With morning, the snow vanished. Here and there, a few seeds fell, clung to the brush. Under the iron one, they rested, picking seed from the ground. They could be parched and eaten or ground into pinole. As they walked, they did not cease from looking, and the old one found many seeds, although his eyes were bad. Where do we go? Small sister asked. We go, the boy replied. But inside he felt cold shivers, as when one eats too much of the prickly pear fruit. He did not know where they went, and he was much afraid. On the ninth day, they ate the last of their corn, but for that which must be kept for seed. Twice the boy snared ground squirrels, and three times he killed lizards. One day they stopped at a spring, gathering roots of a kind of wild potato that the people to the south called eoki. His mother and his old one dug them from the flats below the spring. Day after day they plodded onward, and the cold grew. It snowed again, and this time it did not go away. The old one lagged further and further behind, and each day it took him longer to reach the fire. The boy did not meet their eyes now, for they looked to him, and he had nothing to promise. There was a path of light, the old one muttered. They followed a path. He drew his warm blanket around his thin shoulders. It is the moon of the limbs of trees broken by snow, he whispered. That was the time. What time, old one? The boy tried to be patient. The time of the path. They followed the path. We have seen no path, old one. The path was light. No man walked where the path lay. Why then did they follow? Were they fools? They followed the path because they heard and they believed. Heard what? Believed in what? I do not know. It came while I slept. I do not know what they believed, only that they believed. I believe we are lost, small sister said. The mother looked to the boy. He was the man, although but a small man and alone. In the morning we will go on, he said. The old one rose. Come, he said. Wandering, the boy followed. Out in the night they went, stepping where no firelight was. The old one lifted his staff. There, he said, there lies the path. I see no path, the boy said, only a star. The star is the path, the old one said, if you believe. It was a bright star hanging in the southern sky. The boy looked at it and his lips trembled. He had but 12 summers, yet he was the man and he was afraid. The star is the path, the old one said. How can you believe in one star? The boy protested. You do not have to believe in the star. They travel for a reason. We travel for another. But you can believe in yourself. Believe in the good you would do. The men of the star were long ago and not like us. It was only a dream. The old one went back to the fire and left the boy alone. They trusted him and he did not trust himself. They had faith and he had none. He led them into a wilderness. To what? He had wandered hoping. He had found nothing. He had longed, but the longing was empty. He found no place for planting, no food, nor fuel. He looked again. Was not that one star brighter than all the rest, or did he only believe it so? The old one had said they followed a star. He looked at the star. Then stepping back of a tall spear of yucca, he looked across it at the star. Then breaking off another spear, he set it in the sand, lined it up on the star so he would know the direction of the star when dawn came. To lead them, he must believe. He would believe in the star. When morning came, they took up their packs. Only the old one sat withering, unmoving. It is enough, he said. I can go no further. You will come. You taught me to have faith. You too must have it. Day followed day and night followed night. Each night the boy lined up his star with a peak, a tree, or a rock. On three of the days they had no food and 2 days were without water. They broke the spines from cactus and sucked out the pulp from the thick leaves. Small sister's feet were swollen and the flesh broken. It is enough, his mother said. We can go no further. They had come to a place where cottonwoods grew. He dug a hole in the stream bed and found a little water. They sewed cottonwood leaves and bound them to small sister's feet. In the morning he said, we will go on. I cannot, small sister said. With dead branches from the cottonwoods he built a fire. They broiled the flesh of a terrapin found on the desert. Little though there was, they shared it. The boy walked out in the desert alone. He looked up and the star was there. All right, he said. When the light came, he shouldered his pack and they looked at him. He turned to go and one by one they followed. The old one was the last to rise. Now the land was broken by canyons. There was more cedar, occasionally a pinyon. It snowed in the night and his ground was covered, so they found only those seeds that still hung on the dry pods. They were very few. Often they waited for the old one. The walking was harder now and the boy's heart grew small within him. At last they stopped to rest, and his mother looked at him and said, it is no use. I cannot go on. Small sister said nothing, and the old man took a long time coming to where they waited. Do you stay then? The boy said, I will go on. If you do not come back, then you are better without me, he said. If I can, I will come. Out of their sight, he sat down and put his head in his hands. He had failed them. The old one's medicine had failed. Yet he knew he must try. Small though as he was the man. He walked on, his thoughts no longer clear. Once he fell, and again he caught himself on the rock before falling. He straightened, blinking to clear his vision. On the sand before him was a track. The track of a deer. He walked on and saw other tracks. Those of a raccoon. And the raccoon liked water. Not in 2 months had he seen the tracks of an animal. They led away down the canyon. He went out of the rocks and caught himself abruptly, almost falling over the rim. It was a limestone sink, and it was filled with water. He took up a stone and dropped it, and hit the pool, and it sank with a deep, rich, satisfying sound. The well was deep and wide, with a stream running from one side. He went around the rim and lay down flat to drink of the stream. Something stirred near him, and he looked up quickly. They were there, his mother, small sister, and the old one. He stood up very straight, and he said, this is our place. We will stop here. The boy killed the deer, and they ate. He wiped his fingers on his buckskin leggings and said, those who sat upon the beasts, what did they find following their star? A cave that smelled of animals, where a baby lay on dry grass. The baby's father and mother were there, and some other men wearing skins who stood by with bowed heads. And the shining ones who sat upon the beast, they knelt before the baby and offered it gifts. It's a strange story, the boy said, and another time I will listen to it again. Now we must think of planting. We're on a journey, amen? We're on a journey. I, as your pastor, I'm on the same journey, amen? The journey, hallelujah. We fail, amen? We sometimes fail, yet we rise and we continue, amen? Why? Because we're on the journey, amen? We face trials, we face tribulations, yet we rise and continue. We look to that shining star, amen? Together, we are building a home for others on that same journey. What you're doing here is giving a home to somebody who's lost out there in that wilderness right now. That's what we're doing right here, amen? People on that same journey. Together we are building a home for each other, amen? That's what we're doing here, building a home for each other, amen? I want to get off this. Hallelujah. When one of us is weak, we rise together to lift up and to hold until that person's strength returns. Amen? That's what we do. We are now part of the same family. Amen? We are part of the same family. We're not part of a denomination. We're not part of a political party. Amen? We are part of the family of God. Amen? Come home to who? Jesus. What do we say here? Come home to Jesus. Come to the light. We were lost, but now we are found. Amen? When we fail, God lifts us up. When we fall, He lifts us up. Even when we think we cannot stand, He does what? He lifts us up. How many times in your life has He done that? Amen? You young children got to understand, there's so many things you can bypass by just listening to God, following your mom, following her direction, because she wants the greatest for you. And God is even greater than she wants for you. If you just trust God like that. Trust not people who don't know God. Don't ever listen to unbelievers, because they'll pull you over that cliff. Amen? Hallelujah. Together we are on a journey. Together we are on a journey. I will say this again. I believe. I believe in this church. I believe what we're building here. I believe that even though sometimes the journey seems like I want to give up, or it's so hard, or it's not working, that's not what I'm looking at. I'm looking at in front of that. I'm looking at the light, amen? I'm looking at the star. God called us to be here. If He's called us to be here, He's got greater things for us, amen? If we don't quit when we're tired, if we don't quit when we're mad, if we don't quit when we're discouraged, if we don't quit when we didn't, it's like stand up and keep walking, amen? When you stand up and keep walking, I tell you this, you're stronger than you ever thought possible. With God, amen? Not with me, not with your neighbors, but with God. Things in your life will change because you're trusting God, amen? Hallelujah. I believe. Can I get somebody else to say I believe? I believe in our vision here. I believe in you. I believe in this church, in this family. I believe my God, my Jesus. I believe I shall not be moved. On this day, I believe. On this night, I'm looking at that star, and the angels are calling because Jesus is here. He's been here. He's going to stay here. He's with us. He loves us. I believe. Amen. I'm not giving up because I believe in the vision. Can I get an amen? Then give Him praise, church. Hallelujah. Louis L'Amour. That story came out of this book that moved me to tears every single time I read it. When he looked up and he saw his family there, and he knew that he had saved his family. You're my family. Each and every day we pray for you. Each and every day we worry about you. We lift you up to God, your hearts, your families. We want to see testimony after testimony what God did in your life because you followed God, amen? Because you love God. And that'll bring the people, amen? We've been saying that for 6.5 years. It'll bring the people. But I believe. I'm not going to let anything change my belief. I'm not going to let anything, how bad the snow comes, how bad the winter is, how weak it is, how weak I get. I'm not going to fall back because I trust God before I trust me. Amen. And I believe in you. I believe in what we're doing here because we're following this book and we're following Jesus. One more time. Give Him praise, church.